Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
We got to a lot of stuff on this Friday morning on the radio, so we'll let you hear some of that, including the old Smarter Than Derringer.
That's right. Times two. I play both, the 6:45 and the 8:45.
Well, Johnny, because that's the way you roll, buddy.
Yeah, you get both.
So you can hear both of those games. I didn't realize, and you know, I think I mentioned it during that, I didn't realize that the cock only crows in the first one.
Yeah, you can't have two cocks.
I assume, no, you can't. I assumed it was the same intro. That shows how much I pay attention here, eh?
Because Johnny, it's the details. Johnny's saying the cock is crowing for 6:45. It's early. By 8:45, you should be up and ready to rock.
Yeah.
The cock has drooped out a little bit.
You can't have back-to-back cocks.
No. You cannot. It's a different world at 8:45 than it is at 6:45.
So what else, Johnny, are people going to hear? They're going to hear maybe we talk a little bit about firewood. We talk about our idea, I believe, for horse racing.
Yeah, you hear all of that. Mm-hmm. I haven't labeled them yet. I'm not 100% sure, but you're going to get all the good stuff.
I got to tell you, you know, we come up with some really stupid ideas here. And Parksy, you're kind of the king. Johnny and I are smart enough when we come up with an idea to go, yeah, probably best I not mention that one publicly. You know, the kind of things you think of when you're in the car or maybe you're on the bus and you're sitting there and you go, that's a good idea. And then a few minutes later, you go, nah, I don't think so. Whereas you stick with it, Parksy, and actually bring it up publicly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, and you can decide after you hear it, I think our horse racing idea has legs.
Yeah.
I really do.
Turkey legs.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the joke later when you hear the bit.
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, there's going to be sponsorships, there's going to be fans, there's going to be ratings. Agree?
Yes, and because I think it's one sport where, there's a few, but one sport where I do want to watch amateurs.
Yep.
Right? Like, I don't want to watch 10 guys who aren't very good hockey players play hockey. I don't want to watch 10 guys who can't hit a ball play baseball. But there are a few sports where I would like to see amateurs go out. I tell you, race cars are another great example.
Yep. Yeah.
I'd love to see guys like us racing cars. And I'm not talking about go-karts. I'm talking about cars that can go 400 kilometers an hour.
Well, you just gave me an idea, right? Like, there's beer league hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there essentially beer league horse racing? And that's what we kind of get into, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Why is there not beer league formula, like Formula 27?
There you go.
How come there's only like three formulas, right?
Sure.
There should be far more formulas. And the cars get more and more generous as they get bigger.
Yeah, like Ryan will be the director of Formula 69.
I'm in already. I'm already. And
yeah,
that's the sound of it.
Yeah, I had to do that, didn't
I? The sound.
Like,
how does the engine sound?
Drivers, start your engines. Formula 69. And they only participate in that one. I have no interest in any other number. And by the way, you know the Oilers Flames game the other day?
Mm-hmm.
If you said it was 9-6.
Yeah.
Then you have no sense of humor. It was 6-9 all day long.
Wow, Parksy. Wow.
I was so happy when that last goal went in just to make it a 6-9er.
No one likes a 68er.
No one likes a 6-8. Everybody wants a 6-9.
What the hell is wrong with you? This is one of the odder recalls that we have seen in a long time. I mean, you're pretty used to them in the automotive business. Sometimes you'll see them in electronics. You know, something with 400 parts, and one of those parts that maybe even rarely gets used could go wrong, and for safety's sake, they recall it. This one, no. First time I could think of anything that has been recalled because of fire hazards that is actually supposed to be on fire, and it's smokes. And if you're not a smoker, you probably just don't see smokes that often. You don't, like, where would you even see a pack of darts? And I happened to see this story last night, and I thought, man, it's been a while since I've even seen a deck. And some colorful pictures on the front of the pack. A couple of guys standing around from the looks of it. Did they get rid of, like, the lungs and those ones? Because the pictures I saw on these Viceroy packages, remember they went with the diseased lung for a while?
I'll tell you what's even worse. On the Viceroy one that I see here, it's an eyeball.
Oh, an eyeball's not good.
Oh, the internal organ collection.
Yeah, risk of blindness, and it's like this tool.
Okay, there's the eyeball, yeah. Okay, that's pretty graphic.
Yeah. Can I also say in that article, it made me laugh out loud that it says here, the health agency said the recalled darts, like they called them darts. They do not meet the performance standards, guys.
So I guess there's some sort of threshold of how a cigarette is supposed to burn, and this Viceroy that was sold between September of 2021 and March of 2022 does not qualify. And they say that if you were to drop it, like, on your... is there anyone smoking in bed these days?
I have to respect it from a distance. Like an ashtray on your gut. and you're watching some late-night television show.
Well, and that's what they say, that it's got an extended risk burn.
Hmm.
Like, well, okay, so when was the last time, and you know, if you smoke yourself, that's a different story, but if you're a non-smoker, like, when was the last time you went into someone's house and they smoked in the house?
My house. I haven't been to anyone else's house where they've been smoking inside of it.
I
was the last one at my condo.
Pre-Y2K.
But for your last number of years of smoking, Johnny, you didn't smoke in the house, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right till the very end?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I smoked in the bathtub. Smoked everywhere. Loved it. I loved it.
I've spent time at his condo, and I'm like, what year is this?
But were you married when you were still?
Nope.
Okay, so you quit before you got married.
Yeah.
Because your wife would not have.
No.
My wife would not handle me smoking. No.
Okay. Speaking of smoking, would you guys think this is weird? This happened to me just yesterday, and I swear on my children's eyes. I was in the school parking lot yesterday, and because it's hot, I don't want to idle, my window was undone, right? Because it was warm. You needed a breeze. And I smelt smoke. And I said to myself, is someone smoking in the school parking lot? Like, you know, all the parents are waiting for their children. Is that odd or not odd?
Rye, I go pick up my kids at childcare, and I've seen parents throw their dart before they open the door to go in.
I've seen people...
Like, it's still burning in the parking lot as kids are coming out of the door. They're three!
Like, that's where I think, like, I'm not anti-smoker kind of thing, but I don't know.
I'm a common sense guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw what... It must have been a grandfather. He was waiting for the kids. We got there early, and he fired up a dart.
Gramps don't care.
No, he couldn't have cared less.
Nope.
He just stood there and finished it off.
I remember parking in a parking lot, a mall parking lot, and lighting up a dart before I went into the door and took my last haul as my hand on the handle and flicking it against the wall.
So if your dart of choice is the Viceroy, put that thing down. It's a hazard, but... A rare smoke story in Canada. Johnny, I got a question for you here, and it probably is going to indicate that I haven't been paying much attention as long as we've been playing this game. Is that only on the early edition?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like the first one. Wake up, it's time.
All right, got it. Okay, so we're not going to hear that at 8:45.
You won't.
Hi, Shelley. How's your morning so far?
It's fantastic. So
excellent.
Far. Friday.
You got a big May 2-4 happening?
Yep, absolutely.
What are you doing?
I'm heading home to Bob Cajun.
Oh, Bob Cajun.
That's
beautiful.
Yep.
It's the hub. It's where the activity happens. What are you going to be doing, Shelley? What's the plan?
I'm going to go visit the grandkids, maybe do a bit of fishing.
Beautiful.
Get the smoker fired up.
Oh, a little brisket or what? Ribs?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe brisket. Maybe turkey.
Love it. Hub of the Kawarthas, where you're going to be. Well, that's an excellent time. Enjoy, Shelley.
I will.
I bet you will. We have no doubt you're going to have a great weekend. Ryan Parker, 5 questions for you. You've got 40 seconds to answer them.
Okay, good luck to you. All right, Shelley, just say pass if you can't think of the answer right away. And if there's any time remaining, we will come back to it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and here we go. If you wanted to make syrup, what kind of tree would you tap?
A maple.
Victoria Day weekend is more commonly known by what name?
May 2-4.
220 plus blank equal 1,000.
880.
What is the capital of Jamaica?
Kingston.
What nut also goes by the name filbert?
Hazelnut.
Look at you. Look at you, Shelley. Great job.
smoking this morning.
Yeah. Lots of time.
That's right. Listen, the brisket ain't the only thing smoking with you, Shelley.
Shelley just walked through that?
4 out of 5.
Nice.
And was very close on question 3, which he missed.
Okay. Shelley, that's an indicator that you're going to have a very strong weekend.
I agree.
All right. Shelley's no nonsense, eh?
She says, this is it. I'm coming in. Yeah. I'm doing my thing.
I'm getting out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm taking my Bob Marley passes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to Bob Cajun and enjoy. I'm going to rock all weekend.
Look,
love it.
These Bobs.
Okay. If you know, I have a great name for a punk singer, by the way. Why has nobody ever been Bob Cajun on stage in this city?
So Canadian.
Excellent name.
Yeah.
All right, go.
If you wanted to make syrup, what kind of tree would you tap?
That'd be a maple.
Victoria Day weekend is more commonly known by what name?
May 2-4.
220 plus blank equal 1,000.
780.
What's the capital of Jamaica?
Kingston.
What nut also goes by the name Filbert?
Oh, I know the Filbert.
Filbert.
A little Filbert.
I'll say this, I'm only calling this nut a Filbert from now on.
It's not a Brazil nut, is it? No, what is it?
Hazelnut. I never knew that.
Come on.
Yeah. And Shelley knew that.
Shelley, how did you know that a filbert and a hazelnut were the same thing, Shelley?
I know my nuts.
You certainly do. And I'm assuming you did not get that knowledge from a book, Shelley.
No, I didn't.
No,
it's experience
actually,
right
yes,
there.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, you have just an excellent weekend. It sounds like you got one lined up, Shelley. Enjoy. And then anytime this summer, up until the middle of August, you can go see the Bob Marley exhibit, which is happening at One Yonge Street.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot, Shelley. You know, every once in a while we hear one of those stories where, you know, a bank screws up and puts like $1 million in somebody's account when they were supposed to put in 1,000 and then, you know, somebody added a few zeros. And then, you know, invariably the person either says, oh, I realized it was immediately a mistake and I just went back and I said, oh, you messed up. Or the person spends all the money and says, screw it, I know this isn't my money, I know it was a mistake, but what the hell, I'm buying myself a new Lamborghini and I'm gonna have a hell of a week before somebody realizes it. Okay, so there was this situation that happened in Japan, and it was a bunch of things that went wrong with that type of situation. And as a matter of fact, it couldn't have gone much more wrong for the town involved. So what they did was they collected a whole bunch of money to give to people for COVID relief. Okay, so the amount works out to about $360,000.
To low-income homes.
Canadian, exactly.
Yep.
People who were really badly affected by COVID and, you know, the lockdowns and everything. So about $360,000. So what they start to do is dole out the money. And somebody screwed up, and they ended up sending almost all the money to one guy, right? So he was, like, one of the first names on the list.
Like, was his name Arn Anderson? Like, he came up first alphabetically.
He did. And so they sent him everything instead of sending him his portion, and everyone was supposed to get about $780. But here's where it gets worse, is they ended up sending all the money to a guy who clearly has a severe gambling problem. Okay. So you picked the wrong guy to send the money to, right? So over the course of, what was it, 10 days?
Yep.
He withdrew the money 34 times and blew it all gambling.
He was supposed to get about $780 because he's 24, jobless, and a gambling addict. And they sent him the $360. And you know what? I'll be honest. I thought he'd burn it through it faster than he did. But he would do 34 times just over 10 days and just gambled it all away.
And they said, okay, we want the money back. And he said, no, I'm not giving you your money back, and kept on spending it. And then by the time they were able to actually legally go after him for the money, they were supposed to go to the people in his own town. Like, oh, popular guy now. And he said, nah, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to keep it and go to the track.
In his town is like 3,000 people.
Uh-huh.
They're going to figure out that Arn Anderson spent all our money.
Like, in Tokyo, you could get away with
it.
You know, when you're talking about a city of, what, 25 million people or whatever it is. Right? Yeah, you can kind of fade away into the crowd. tougher to do when you live in a town of 3,000.
So a question for you two is this. Don't think of yourself now, older, mature, married, children, understanding how the world works and how some people need more than others because of certain situations in life. You're 24 years old. You're not working. You love gambling. You love lying on the couch. You love doing nothing. Someone accidentally gives you $360,000. What are you doing?
Having a hell of a May 2-4 weekend. That's yep. what I would have been doing. I would have made gambling was never my issue. I had a number of other issues and have through my life. But I tell you, would have been a hell of a weekend before I was arrested on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And I would like it to be a long weekend.
Mm-hmm. You want that extra day?
Yeah. I'd work my way through it so fast. It would be gone. Zero conscious about what has just happened, and you're not getting a cent. I hate to tell you, but you can come over and watch a movie on my huge screen TV, CRA.
Like you're doing jail time?
Yeah.
Like you're not paying it back?
No. Scott, 24, I'm still a kid.
Oh, yeah, you play the goober card.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Be dum-dum.
Great to have friends with swimming pools this weekend. It's going to be hot both today and tomorrow. I guess I have to rekindle some friendships now.
Oh, yeah, just, hey, what you been up to?
Haven't talked to you in a couple of years. Nice day, eh?
Mm, God, you know, I would have loved to see, but COVID.
Turns out we're in the area.
Mm-hmm. I've got a towel and trunks on.
Why even bother with the, the phone call or text or whatever beforehand? Just show up at the door.
Oh, my God.
With the whole family.
Towel around your neck. Bring a pack of dogs, though, just to contribute. Yeah, man. Oh, it's
like actual dogs.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Speaking of dogs, so this is cool. This comes from Scott. So yesterday when we were talking about dogs and the fact that most people let their dog sleep on the bed with them, which they tell you you're not supposed to do, and people go, I couldn't care less. My dog's sleeping on the bed with me, right? And so most people do. And he heard that, and he was talking about his new dog, which is I just looked it up. I'd never seen one before. It's called a Blue Tick Coonhound. And you think of the Coonhound like the like the droopy face that are, you know, they often use for sniffing out stuff because that's what they do. But the Blue Tick one, man, it's got amazing colors to it. It's a beautiful looking dog. He said it weighs almost as much as I do. But Scott also sent a picture of his swimming pool, which is shaped like a Q.
Oh.
Because he loves Q so much.
That's very cool.
Isn't that nice with the way the steps are set up? It looks like a big old Q.
True or false, you can't buy diving boards anymore, right?
No, they're tough.
Like, I think if you have a diving board, it's from, like, the 80s.
Lots of rules when it comes to swimming pools. Just ask Stephen Del Duca about the rules and swimming
Actually, don't
pools.
Ask him about the rules. He would have no idea.
Good point. Yeah, but there's lots of different... And like, pretty well everything else, it depends on exactly where you are, right?
Can I ask you another question about rules?
Yes, do it.
I was just saying to Johnny Garbutt off air, you weren't in the room, so you didn't hear it. This today, I think what I'm going to do is to save some cashish, got a little fire in the back. Instead of buying wood, I think I'm going to get the kids and we're going to take a wagon and we're going to go to our forest right behind our house. We're going to go forge for wood. That's legal, right? Like, I know, I'm not chopping down trees. It's just on the ground. I mean,
you're not going to go an extreme and go into like a town owned forest and start
like you're not going around your neighborhood and cutting down boulevard trees.
Okay, well,
no.
Let's just say if you were to do that, I can't imagine why it would be illegal.
Right.
Like it's dead wood.
Like you're just grabbing sticks off the ground.
Just sitting there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to bring a saw in case there's a real nice piece, like a branch. Like that would be good kindling.
Why don't you go down into a neighborhood right in the heart of the city and just like find a big old tree and just start with the chainsaw. See how that goes.
Hey, you want to take out some aggression? Go cut down one of those cherry blossom trees you hate so much and burn that up.
You know what? I tell you right now.
That's what you do, Parksy. If you were bold, that's what you would do because you have made perfectly clear how much you hate the cherry blossoms.
I hate them, and I hate everyone that loves them. That's what I'll say. I'm going to take it back to Acton and say, I'll bring in the town. This is one of those city trees. This is what all those city folk like to watch on the weekends. Well, you know what we do in Acton? We burn it down. Mm-hmm, we burn it down. Yep. I think I might do that.
Yeah.
You know how you get away with that?
I'd love to see it. Look, you've got to film it for us.
I tell you how you get away with it. I'll tell you how you get away with anything in life. Just wear an orange vest. I wear an orange vest that I get at the Wally and some goggles. People think, oh, you must be a city worker.
Yeah.
Maybe this tree's got some poison in it.
Throw a pylon around it.
Yep.
A couple pylons. You're good to go. Chop down whatever you want.
Well, I mean, you drive by. Look, I mean, you don't have to drive far in downtown Toronto to see a building. Say, do you know they've got permits?
Exactly.
I don't.
Now, I don't have a Parks and Rec car. I have a Mazda. When I throw it the back of the Mazda and it's hanging on the gardener?
If you see a guy pulled over with a vest and he's putting up cones, you assume he's got some sort of authority to do it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? It's like you can park where you want as long as you have your hazards on.
I bet if you have a crowbar and three pylons, you can get into the Toronto sewer system.
I guarantee you're right.
Oh, just put it around a manhole and on your way down you go. No one's saying a thing.
That's right. So I'm going to burn some wood this weekend, boys.
Good for you.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Just the idea of this long weekend. It was a long winter. Let's face it. You know, the weather sucked from time to time. Okay, we had a storm, and I know we all remember this, and you may too. Like, we had a storm where you can actually remember the date, January 17th, right? That alone, right there, and that was a big one. It was a long winter, and Ontarians deserve a really nice weekend. And it's going to be like half and half. Today, tomorrow, we might get a shower, might get a thunderstorm tomorrow.
Oh!
Certainly going to be warm both days, though.
By the way, speaking of which, outdoor shower season opened last weekend. I had both my weekend showers were outdoors.
Tell us less.
Yeah, please do.
I might go sans boxers this summer.
Okay. What part of less don't you understand?
So it sounds like the fire department is involved with this. And it's nice to know that the fire department is involved in the fireworks. Text, way to go, guys. I'm a firefighter in Nobleton. Proud to put together this fireworks show on Monday at dusk. For anyone who wants to come out and see, just heard it on your show. Very important that safety is part of the entire fireworks deal. And I think a lot of families would feel better knowing the fire department was there.
That's one we're going to. The one in Nobleton.
The Nobleton.
Yeah, I'm taking them there for Olivia's first fireworks show.
Oh, Johnny, this is a family tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Parksy, what did you just tell Garbutt there 11 years ago?
11 years ago, Macho Man died.
Oh, fun. That's a great Friday fact. Thank you for bringing me down. I was really excited going into the weekend.
Well, maybe you could light some fireworks for Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Could be. Could be for you, Johnny. Are you going to try and have your family love of fireworks injected into your children at a very early age? What would you do if your kids hated both wrestling and fireworks?
Oh, geez. It wouldn't be good. I'd be pretty upset as a father. Failed. even before one of them hits four. I don't know. I guess we'll see Monday.
What if they also ended up hating electric vehicles? What if they're like, Dad, I want to hear the sound of an engine. Mm,
this green license plate's embarrassing.
I want to hear some internal combustion going on in here.
Mm-hmm. Do you like food? Because I have more money because of the EV to buy you food.
What if they don't like food?
Mm,
what if they like going to the gym, Johnny?
That'd be a tough one.
Wouldn't it suck if your kids love doing something you hate?
Then if they loved going to the gym, hated fireworks, hated wrestling, I'd be like, we literally have nothing in common. The IV doctors that made you when I wasn't there got something wrong.
Your children were created in a laboratory.
Yes. There were. Let's just say it was more of
Told them that?
Not yet. No, not yet. No, I literally had nothing to do with it.
No.
Nothing to do with it.
Oh, you had everything to do with it.
You had a couple appointments.
The doctors just cut out the middleman.
I had one surgery, and then everything else was hit.
But it's still your goods were brought to the table.
But if you don't like wrestling, fireworks, or food, then maybe it's not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you didn't do it like thoroughbred horses do it, right, where one covers the other, like, you know, but that's, speaking of thoroughbreds.
I held her hand, okay? I held her hand while it was happening.
Speaking of thoroughbreds, tomorrow is the Preakness, eh? After that, like, ludicrous race at the Kentucky Derby this year. I got to tell you, as far as coverage of sports goes, there's some pretty cool things I really like in the NHL, that kind of 3D view they do in one end of the ice where the camera looks like it moves. That's pretty cool. But, man, that overhead view of the Kentucky Derby is one of the best things in sports technology we've seen in a long, long time. Because you don't see that in sports, right? It was like a new way of viewing a sport we've seen our entire lives. Whether you're into horse racing or not, it would apply to pretty well every other sport. And we're seeing this technology, you know, with the strike zone in baseball and all kinds of different things. I mean, there was a time, you ever watch a replay of an old football game where they didn't mark off the 10 yards for a first down?
How
did
they know where to go?
Yeah, it was totally. Like, wow. And then and you don't think of these things. Now, every single horse race I see, I want to see that overhead view. If they don't have a drone, I'm out.
Would you like horse racing even more if the jockeys look like us? Like just regular people?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or even the horse is like, you got to be kidding me right now. Like, you know, its stomach is touching the ground. I think that would be so entertaining.
Wouldn't it? Like, no weight limit whatsoever.
Like, whatever. You can be 75 pounds or you can be 375 pounds.
You get some sort of allowance the bigger the jockey is.
Right. Like, and the bigger jockey doesn't use, like, a whip. It's like a pepperoni stick.
Mm. So, like, if I rocked onto one, right, at 263,
yes,
would I get a bit of a head start?
You would. There would be some sort of a handicapping system.
Sure. It's like the Olympics, but you allow steroids. No rules here in the horse racing game.
There would have to be some sort of inherent benefit to putting a big guy up there because it would be great. Look, every sport, including horse racing, is looking for ways to maximize viewership these days. You put a guy who is, you know, 5'8", 3 1/4
total
horse.
You're not
watching it.
I'm watching
absolutely
it. How many,
I'm watching
is it called
it.
Furlongs? You win by how many furlongs?
Mm-hmm.
How many furlong head start do you get? Like 2 furlongs per 10 pounds over the lightest jockey?
And how about
something
this?
Something like that.
I like it.
You want to talk about you want to bring more money to the table, right? How come they don't sponsor their silks? How great would it be if a jockey came out and he was sponsored by Viceroy?
The newly recalled smokes.
That's right.
Sure.
Right on the back. Viceroy.com or .ca or whatever. Right? That's my jockey. You think I'm not putting $2 to win on that guy?
On every the Viceroy
day,
guy.
Every day of the week.
On the 320 Viceroy smoking jockey.
Yep.
There should be one big horse race every year that is guy, and they call it the Guys Like Us.
That's right.
The Guys Like Us Classic, where it's guys who look just like us who get up on a horse. Make it even better. You can never have ridden a horse before.
Okay.
Right? You have to be a first-timer on a horse, and it's thoroughbreds.
What if I am too big to get up onto the horse?
You get a ladder.
And then no. But I want to be in a thoroughbred race, but I'm rocking a cart behind the horse. That's how I jog.
No carts. You got to be up top.
No, disagree. Carts.
This isn't the Wild West,
at the same time.
We have to have some sort of civility.
Oh, okay.
No kidding. You know, we were just talking about the technology in sports and how much it's changed. I got to think that's a huge part of why F1 is so big these days, too, and particularly why it's so big with younger fans. Like, that's a sport that has just grown and grown. The TV show has been huge for Formula One, but a big part of it, too, is the technology, right? It's just expected now. NASCAR does a great job with tech as well. Like, if you used to follow F1, you know, kind of in the old days, you knew it was really spotty camera work and the cameras would always cut out and you couldn't really tell what was happening. Monaco, they'd go into the tunnel and you'd lose them for the entire time they were in, like all this sort of stuff, right? Any of the bridges they had on track. But now the technology and horse racing, we really saw it this weekend. But one of the things with the Triple Crown of horse racing is like the huge story from the Kentucky Derby isn't in the race this weekend, right? So you got to drum up interest somehow. You had an 80-1 horse that wins the Kentucky Derby, now pulls out of the Preakness. So you go, well, what are we going to do now? And what you do is you put fat guys on the horses.
Just make it look more common, right?
Sure.
Relatable.
Yeah.
What makes people more connected to something when they can relate to it? So you put fat guys on a horse, and you make it an event, maybe a one-time thing, right? Guys Like Us, get your silks out there. And you call it, ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The Dairy Queen's Plate.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Mm. The Kentucky Fried Chicken Derby.
Just dudes like this, like a guy's silk pants are like a 38-32.
The Taco Belmont.
I love it.
Yeah.
Two miles on a horse.
You've
never been on a... Or how about maybe they add, like, you find the biggest stoners you can and do the Freakness.
The Freakness. I like it.
You try something, right? We all know these jockeys. They're brave. They're incredible athletes. They all fit into, like, they're tiny.
Yes.
Let's try some new jockeys up there.
How about this? The Feeder's Cup.
Give it a shot.
I would go on it.
Like, you have to eat a four-course meal before you get on the horse.
Correct. And you know, like, my horse would name, and the horses named are after food, too. Like, instead of Sea Biscuit, mine would just be Biscuit. Or like maple stirrup. Make, you can sell this. We're selling it right now.
I haven't heard one bad idea yet.
No,
right?
Neither have I.
Right?
I would, okay, if you said, tomorrow the Preakness, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby's out. They're going to run. I'm going to go, you know what? If I get something else to do tomorrow afternoon, I'm not going to watch it.
Right.
But if you told me a bunch of guys who are approaching 300 pounds and they're all high are getting on horses that are the fastest in the world, I'm watching that thing.
And you know what? Even if you want to text us at 107777, you're a horse racing purist. You guys are destroying the sport by doing this. Give me a fat guy undercard. Okay, give me the race before.
Sure.
No
sure,
rules.
Yeah,
keep your uh-huh. your real royalty and your hats and your
but give us one
and all that stuff. Give us one.
Right in the middle.
Give
Belmont Stakes, but Stakes is spelt STEAKS.
Yes. This just in.
I got it.
Hey.
Took me a sec.
Justin, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. You?
I'm good, thanks. Just here at work, working away.
Did I hear Johnny Garbutt say you're in kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, we do interior painting, exterior painting, and then refinish kitchen cabinets.
What kind of a discount would you give Garbutt if he was looking at giving the old 10% and then add 20?
Yeah, we could work something out. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So as long as he ends up paying 10% more than everyone else, that's all we ask, Justin.
Yeah, if that's what you want, then we can do that.
Excellent, pal. Tell you what, we got a day out for you at the Bob Marley exhibit. Starts July 1st, goes until the middle of August. It's happening at 1 Yonge Street. R. Parker's got 5 questions for you, Justin.
Okay, Justin. Awesome. Questions get a little more difficult as we move on. We'll see how it plays out. If you need a little extra time on a question, don't waste too much time on it. Just say pass, and if there is any time left, we'll come back to it, okay?
Perfect.
All right, here we go. On a tennis court, what object separates the opposing players?
A net.
Which type of cheese would you find on a pizza, your standard pizza? What cheese?
Mozzarella.
What type of animal is a puffin?
A what, sorry?
A puffin. What type of animal?
Pass.
How many quarters make $5?
25.
Victoria Day is celebrated in Canada and parts of which other country? Or what's a puffin?
A puffin is
a type of...
Yeah.
No problem. No problem.
Justin's score was?
Two. Right. I feel like I asked question two recently, I hate to say it, but Justin got it regardless.
The double deuce.
So he got 1 and 2 and then missed it on 3, 4, 5. Let's see how you do. You tell me when you're ready to go.
Give me a sec here.
Mm-hmm. A stretch?
Yeah. Here, all right, go.
On a tennis court, what object separates the opposing players?
And that.
What type of cheese would you find on your standard pizza?
Mozzarella.
What type of animal is a puffin?
That's a bird.
Yep. How many quarters make $5?
20.
Victoria Day is celebrated in Canada and parts of what other country?
Australia. England.
Both logical guesses.
India.
I see where you're going with this one. I was actually surprised, to be honest with
Thinking
you.
Thinking of the Commonwealth, mm-hmm. it's not like the United States.
I'm really surprised. In parts of Scotland.
You know what I was going to say?
What's that?
Definitely not Scotland.
John, like, I had to look up 2 different sources.
Wow.
I'm like, are you kidding me? What do they do? Like, they start different kinds of fireworks. They start fires. But, like, in, like, Edinburgh and certain places. Not even the whole country. But, yeah, anyways, there you go.
Hey, Justin, you learn something new every day, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, the math one stumped me, so that's why I'm a painter.
What do you got going for the long weekend, Justin?
Just hanging around with some family and whatnot. Nothing big planned.
Beautiful. You know what? Those are sometimes the greatest weekends, pal. Well, you enjoy it, whatever you end up doing. And we got a day for you down at the Bob Marley exhibit, which we hear is absolutely incredible. A look into and the sound, too, of the great life of Bob Marley. 1st of July till the middle of August. Have a good one, Justin.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.